There's a show on ABC on television called Dancing with the Stars. It's very popular. As a matter of fact, it becomes a news item around a certain time of year. They announce who the quote-unquote stars are that are going to be dancing on Dancing with the Stars. It's a news event. So every once in a while, I'll tune in just to see what this is all about. And I'm watching this show, and I'm seeing these people dancing, and I don't know who they are. I have no idea who they are. And yet they're stars. Some of them haven't been stars in 30 years. And I'm just wondering, why am I watching these people dance? What's the point of this?
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
They should have a show Fishing with the Stars.
Whatever. I know.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Seriously?
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. My name is indeed Ron Van Dam. Let me clear my throat. How are you today? How are you feeling? How are you? Seriously? No, I'm concerned. I really am. I haven't heard from you in a while. I was thinking there was something wrong with you. There probably still is, but that's probably not why I didn't hear from you. Yeah, Dancing with the Stars is one show I will never watch. I just can't do it. I can't do it. They have three dancing experts who sit on a panel, and to be honest with you, I don't really care. They're all a little weird. They are. If your entire life is dancing, then I'm not on your dance card. There's something a little off with you. And then they get these quote-unquote stars who it's like eating with the stars. Let's find out what you're eating today. Look, the guy from the Brady Bunch, he's eating a hot dog. Whoa, let's do a show around that. I don't care. I guess that's the problem with me. I just don't care enough about people that I don't know. It just ain't my circus, man. Do you think I have enough time in the day to worry about you? I mean, if I know you and I care about you, then I instinctively would have a bond with you and I would be concerned about you. But if I don't know you, I really can't care about you that much. I have enough on my plate. I've got a big plate with a lot of things on it. I don't have room for you. That's why they have organizations like Take Care of the People. Is there an organization called Take Care of the People? That would be nice. I feel like a ringmaster at a circus trying to make sure that all the rings are viable at the same time. So I have the dogs that jump through a hoop in the first circle. In the middle circle, I got a trapeze act going. I'm trying to catch people as they're about to fall. That's my trapeze act in the middle. And then in the third ring, there's a bunch of clowns running around with seltzer bottles. I mean, I can't keep control of all of this all the time. The worst part of the circus for me, besides the clowns, which are just grown-ups running around with makeup all over their face, is the person that got shot out of the cannon. I really didn't care what happened to them. Once they left the cannon, they could end up in New Jersey somewhere in the ocean. I really wouldn't care. If you're going to go to the trouble of having yourself shot out of a cannon, then you're going to have to deal with the consequences. When I got a little bit older, I figured out what this cannon thing was. They're not being shot out of a cannon at all. They're going into a tube with a little springboard on the bottom. And when the springboard is released, they just spring out of the cannon, they do a tumble, and they fall into a net. A net's usually the girl sitting in the first row. That's all. And they have a little explosive thing that causes smoke and makes a big pop and stuff. But they're just being launched with a springboard out of a tube. And once I figured that out, I kind of understood what life was all about. It's all smoke and mirrors. You know, you want to be like them. And then if you're lucky someday to be like them, you find out, well, I wasted a lot of time wanting to be like them. Now that I'm them, I don't want to be them anymore. That to me is the circus of life. It's like juggling. Keep those balls in the air at the same time. If you can do that, you've mastered the meaning of life. And then there's the cotton candy. It's sugar. It's whipped sugar on a paper cone. Are you trying to kill people at the circus? Is that what you're doing? And then there's a sideshow. The bearded lady. You may find it fascinating. I think I dated her in high school.
The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
I don't know what today's date is. I think it's June something. It's the end of June. That's all I kind of know. What the hell is it today? June 29th. Yeah, it's nearing the end of this June thing. This is the summer already. There's 2.5 months of real summer. There's half of June, which we've already expended. Then there's all of July and all of August. And then you're pretty much done all over again. And then you're preparing for the winter if you live in the north. It's just a circus of weather is really all it is. So it's the end of June. It's coming up on the July 4th weekend. We're going to do a July 4th show on Monday, even though it'll be July 3rd. It's the time for people to gather around the barbecue and eat stuff that has carbon on the edges. You know, you're eating charcoal and carbon and stuff. I don't know how good that is for the body. Although when you have gas, you have little charcoal tabs that kind of takes the gas away. So I really don't know much about anything. I'm not a doctor and it doesn't make any sense to me anyway. But this is the holiday when you're supposed to eat hot dogs. It's that food that we love, but we don't understand why we love it. A hot dog, apparently, is the food of byproducts. There's a little bit of everything in that hot dog. You wonder where your neighbor has been for the past few months. He's in your hot dog. He's not around anymore. but he's damn tasty. I don't know what's in a hot dog. I have no idea. I don't know if it's beef or pork or chicken or sheep, alligator. I have no idea what's in that freaking thing because it doesn't look like anything. Well, it looks like something, but I don't really want to talk about it on this show. I think it's lips, beef lips, and probably private parts of some sort, a little bit of the earlobe. I don't know what's in that thing, but it's damn tasty. I like hot dogs plain. If I'm going to kill myself through food, I want it to be organically real. I don't want to... A lot of people have mustard on their hot dogs. Mustard's actually very good for you. It's a no-calorie food. I mean, no kidding. There's no calories. And it's tasty. It goes very well with pork lips and cow ears. Some people like relish. That's because we got to get sweet stuff on everything. I like onions on my hot dog. Figure if you're going to stink, you might as well stink. I don't know. I crave hot dogs sometimes, but I don't crave hot dogs because of the hot dog itself. I crave the hot dog because of the circumstance. If you're at a ball game, which, by the way, you'll never find me at, if you go to a ball game, you got to have a hot dog. They won't let you in if you don't plan to have a hot dog. And those hot dogs are really disgusting. The fat content, it's like eating an entire fat man. I mean, there's like 100 fat calories in that thing. It's horrible for you. Your arteries are in grave trouble. Got to keep away from, but you have to have it. You're at a ball game, you got to have a hot dog. Got to. And July 4th is the same thing. You're at a barbecue. Yeah, there's stuff to have. There's the hamburgers. Maybe someone throws some chicken or steak on the grill, you know, all that kind of stuff, and blacken it. When I was growing up, blackened food meant it was burned. Now it's Cajun. You like blackened fish? What, are you going to burn it? No, it's Cajun. Oh, Cajun. Oh, okay, fine. That's different. Yeah, Cajun. What we do is we take these spices that are really hot and spicy, and we put it on the food, and then we burn it. You don't care if it's burned because it's spicy. Oh, Cajun. I got it. I think that's how they started food in India. India has a lot of people. Did you ever realize that? Go to India sometime and just stand in the middle of India. You'll say to yourself, holy crap, there's a lot of people here. And most of them don't smell too good. I got to tell you, they don't smell too good. You know, in India, they actually, I mean, this is serious. They have animals that just take a dump right on the street. And they don't clean it up. I'm serious. Check it out. There's an internet now. You can check out everything that I say. Make sure it's not fake news coming from me. Make sure your fake news stays in the White House. Yeah, India is overpopulated. So a lot of their food spoils. It's kind of hot over there, too. A lot of their food spoils. So what they do is they introduce these really heavy spices to everything so you don't know the food is spoiled. And eventually, your digestive system gets used to the fact that everything that you're eating is pretty much spoiled. Everything you're eating has been out in the sun for about 3 weeks. And your system says, okay, it's just more of the same, I'll adjust. And they spice all the food. That's why all Indian food is so spicy with curry and stuff. It has to overpower the food itself that's been sitting around for 3 weeks out in the hot boiling sun. You think you got a problem at a picnic with potato salad? Try sitting around with raw meat sitting on a curb for 3 weeks. Tasty, huh? What the hell's wrong with me? Why can't I be satisfied with anything? Is that a problem that I have? Is that a Rolling Stones phobia? I can't get no satisfaction. And I try and I try, but I can't get no. I can't get no. I can't get no satisfaction. Speaking of satisfaction, here's something that is so incredibly annoying, it's not funny. I'm going to annoy you for a very short period of time. Did you know that basically we are exactly half a year away from Christmas? Yes, it's true. Today is the 29th. Christmas, if I remember correctly, from my Bible studies, like I never studied the Bible. I got to pick that book up every once in a while. I'm waiting for it to come out in paperback. I understand it's a hell of a book. I'll pick it up soon someday so I know what I'm talking about in a religious sense. Sorry, I offended somebody with that, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. That wasn't even funny. Nothing here is funny. Anyway, I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. So Christmas is the 25th. Today's the 29th, so I'm 4 days off here, but basically Christmas is a half a year away. We've expended a half of year since that holiday. That holiday that defines everything. Everything revolves around Christmas to the point where today is a half a year away from it, and I'm making note of it. Christmas is the big thing. We prepare for Christmas for months and months and months. We shop for it for months and months and months. We put up the decorations. Then it's over, and we get depressed for months and months and months. Then the summer comes, we barbecue, hot dogs, and then it's back to Christmas again. And the most annoying part of Christmas? You got it. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. It's the Christmas songs.
Hi, this is Bob Robinson from Bob's Handy Around the House. I'm a local handyman. I've been in business for the last 50 years on my own, doing light repair work in our area. Whatever you need done, carpentry, painting, floors, tiling, yard work, I can do it all for you. I'll come to your home and do the work for a very reasonable fee. Naked. I should probably mention that I will be naked while I do this work. Buck naked, not a stitch on me, waving in the wind, in my birthday suit, showing what God gave me, naked as a jaybird. I'll be naked the whole time. I show up naked, I do the work naked, you pay me while I'm naked. Bob's Handy Around the House, Bob Robinson. You can look me up on Facebook, where I am naked.
That's disgusting. Do you remember the musical Cats? Well, this has nothing to do with it. Today, Dr. Jeff Werber is going to join us. He's an expert on Cats. Not the musical. No, it's not the musical. And then after that, we're going to wrap it up with Chef Jeff Anderson, who's going to talk about some interesting ways to make your barbecue July 4th a little bit different using regular foods and spicing it up and wowing your guests. He's with the people at Shaw's Supermarkets, and we'll speak to him as well today. But first, remember this man from the musical Cats? Hello, Jeff.
Hello there, Ron. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Dr. Jeff Werber is the celebrity vet. You've seen him on television and appearing as the pet expert all over the place. We spoke to him probably a month ago about pet allergies and your dog's allergies, and that was fascinating. And we're talking today about, are we focusing on cats today?
Yeah, we're talking about cats. It's Pet Appreciation Week. We're in the smack in the middle of it, actually. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always feel cats are a little underrepresented out there because even though, interestingly, there are more cats than dogs in the United States, there are people take their dogs to the veterinarian more than their cats. Because cats are, you know, always people think, oh, no, the cat will take care of himself.
Yes,
kind of thing.
Or
cats don't necessarily outwardly show their signs of illness. So I've been working with IMS lately to talk about cat health.
That's good. Now, if very similar to dogs, dogs shouldn't eat certain things. Are there similar situations with cats where no, never feed that to a cat? I don't even know this answer.
No, you know, obviously there are things that are very dangerous for cats. Cats like to chew. I tell people if you have a cat, you should never bring lilies inside your house. Because if a cat even will lick the water that the lily plant been sitting in, like at the bottom of the vase, they could kill them.
Wow.
I always tell people, always check with your veterinarian before giving any human drug to your pet.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I warn people all the time when it comes to cats, that if a cat gets hold of a Tylenol, it most likely will kill your cat.
Oh, my God.
I make them sick. Not like a dog where they get sick and they take them in, you can treat the vomiting. Tylenol will kill a cat.
Wow.
So there are just things that you have to, and of course the dangerous foods, very fatty foods. Mm-hmm. One thing about cats, however, and I'm glad you brought that up as far as nutrition,
mm-hmm.
Is that cats need two things. Number one, much higher protein levels than dogs, almost twice as much. And cats are obligate carnivores. So regardless of what a cat owner's own philosophy is like when it comes to eating. They want to go vegetarian, they want to go vegan, that's fine.
Yeah.
You can't do that to a cat because cats are obligate carnivores. One of the foods that I always look for, to try to advise people, look for something that's convenient, look for food. I would say we are what we eat, so it's the best way to show how much you appreciate your cat is to feed them really a quality food that has ingredients that will take care of everything they need as far as to function and to grow and to be healthy and have a healthy skin and coat and to have energy and a good digestibility. That's, you know, there are many foods out there.
Okay.
But what I love is the IMS has their proactive health line has a high protein cat food, 38% protein. Just to put that into perspective, by the AFCO standard, a high protein would be 34%. This even beats that. And more importantly for me as a veterinarian is that the 84% of the protein is coming from animal source protein. So it's not just protein. It doesn't have soy, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It's all animal. 84% animal protein, which is coming from chicken and from salmon. So with that combination, it sort of gives that 100% complete nutrition, but it also has the animal sources that cats really need.
Okay. Along feeding lines, I'm a little confused because dogs, you put a certain amount of food in their dish, they eat it, and then they have a next feeding whenever that may be. With cats, the mentality that I know of is put a lot of food in a dish, go somewhere, and your cat will just eat as much as they want and eat more later. And I mean, is that true? I mean, are cats very proportion-minded when it comes to feeding?
When it comes to feeding, you know, cats truly are, you know, again, there's always that argument out there, who's smarter, right, the cat or the dog?
Yeah.
Yes, if I filled my dog's bowl and figured, oh, he'll be good, for, you know, that'll be good for the day, right?
Yeah.
He'll be gone in 2 seconds.
Yes.
And then if you look at me like, okay, that was appetizer, where's dinner?
Right.
When it comes to cats, yes, cats typically do pace themselves better.
Mm-hmm.
I have six cats, by the way, Ron, so I'm just telling you.
Okay.
This is coming not only from a veterinarian, but from a cat idiot, that's me. And they're all indoor cats because, you know, I think when you live in the city, you know, I always worry about dogs, cars, coyotes, feline leukemia virus.
Yeah.
I don't want my cat running around outside. I want to make sure I know where he is all the time.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I could feed I'm a big fan of some, you know, mixed feeding sometimes. You can feed a little dry, a little canned. Cats love dry food. And I put in the bowl, and yes, I'll go later to refill the bowl, and there's still food in there.
Yeah.
Now, again, if you have such a cat that doesn't hasn't learned to do that, or in a multi-cat household, as I have, sometimes you might get a cat that becomes very protective, so they want to eat it all now because it's there, and they're afraid that the other cats might eat it.
Right.
So yes, then you might have to pace and actually feed mealtime.
I see.
What I do is I typically will feed a mealtime,
yeah.
And then once I see that, then I'll just leave some food out for them.
Gotcha.
But I love the high protein food because, you know, it is. I know it's taking care of their nutritional needs.
Yeah.
And also, there's another thing I like about I'm along the same proactive health line. They came out recently with an oral care. They introduced it a couple of months ago,
mm-hmm.
And it's an oral care complete food. So also it has protein, it's got everything you need, but the morsels are sort of, they're a little larger,
mm-hmm.
And they got a really cool indented shape,
mm-hmm.
That sort of forces the cat to chew. And what I mean by that is, have you ever seen a cat with a hairball,
yes.
problem and they
yes.
kind of throw up?
Yes.
Well, if you look at the vomitus, all you're going to see are the same morsels that went down, those little
Correct.
Round, cute little things, right?
Correct.
They don't. A lot of cats don't even chew, like a dog, they'll
yeah.
just wolf the food down.
True.
So this the oral care complete actually forces them to chew at the same time.
Right.
And, you know, of course, yes, nutrition is very important. In fact, it's probably the most important. But because we do promote, you know, cats that are staying indoors, it's very cute when we talk to clients about, obviously, exercise is key. I mean, let's face it, if you're eating what you're supposed to be eating but not exercising at all, you're going to gain weight. And obesity is, over 50% of the cats in the U.S. are obese.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, they're eating well, of course.
Yes, yes.
But are they exercising well? And
no.
How do you get your cat to exercise? You don't see any. You go to the park, right?
Yep.
You don't see anybody throwing the frisbee
no.
and the tennis ball for their cat.
No, you don't.
No. So we have to be very creative when it comes to our cats.
Mm-hmm.
And cats are hunters. Obviously, they are. That's their natural instinct. So they love to chase moving things. Three of my six cats, I get that laser light and stick it
yep,
on the wall,
yep.
and they are going bonkers.
Yep.
Get that feather or that on a string, like that fishing pole,
yes.
running around, throwing a little, rolling a little crumpled up, something as simple as rolling up a crumpled piece of tin foil, and you'll have cats chasing
around. I agree
with
you.
You can get these little wind-up moving toys.
I agree.
So anything you get your cat to move is also part of that bonding
yes.
that we want people to start doing and making sure to keep their cats healthy. So it's nutrition, it's exercise, and making sure the nutritional needs of the food are going to take care of their needs, digestibility, skin and coat,
yeah.
Playfulness, etc.
Let me ask you one question before we get into how we can get more information here. Catnip. I don't understand what that is.
Yep.
Is that like a hallucinatory drug for a cat? I mean, what is that, and why are we doing this to animals? I don't quite get that deal.
It's not hallucinatory. There are about 50%, maybe even a little more, of
yeah.
cats seem to respond, and I always joke, it's kind of like a drug. They get
yeah.
so excited about it,
yeah.
and it has its place, and I'll tell you why. For example, when you're training your cat to a scratch post, or you're training your cat to a litter box,
yeah.
or you're training your cat to stay on their toy or their chair and not your couch, where your couch becomes a new scratch post,
yeah.
or you're continually vacuuming up, or you know, taking that lint remover to remove all the hair from
uh-huh.
the couch. Many cats that are responsive to the catnip, that is their reward in a sense. They love it.
They like it. Okay.
I had a catnip spray once, and I took a paper towel. Now we're talking a regular old plain old paper towel,
yeah, yeah.
and I sprayed it with the catnip. My cat was busy with that paper towel for 30 minutes.
Well, it's
so
yes, because
it was
drugged.
Some cats really love it, and if it helps you get your cat to start moving around and playing, and then it's a great thing.
I don't
so,
know.
But it's not, don't think it's like a hallucinogen like back in
just,
my days in Berkeley in the early
yeah,
70s. It's not that kind of thing.
I feel like I'm messing with my cat, and I don't like to mess with animals. where do we go for more information?
They like it.
Okay.
So for more information, because there's a lot of information here, and I love to give. Sometimes I give too much information. But IAMS.com can talk about all nutrition, what your cats need, how to bond with your cats, playing with your cats, all that good stuff.
Very good. Jeff, it's always, Dr. Jeff, I'm sorry, always a pleasure to speak to you.
Jeff is fine. Everybody calls me Jeff.
And, and we'll speak soon again about some other subject probably. Thank you so much for your time today.
All right, Ron, thanks. Great talking to you
Take
again.
Take care. Bye-bye. Interesting. I think I got some cat hair on my pants. Do you ever have anybody stare at your pants for no reason whatsoever? Or you think there's no reason whatsoever. It's because you've got cat hair on your pants. What other reason would they stare at your pants? Who cares about your pants? Unless you have cat hair on it. Then it's obvious. Especially if you're wearing black pants and you have a light-colored cat. All right. It's time to put a hot dog in your mouth, at least for me, to shut me up for a little while. We're going to speak to Chef Jeff Anderson. You know, anybody can be a chef if they can cook well. Jeff has studied this thing. He's affiliated with Shaw's Supermarkets. I happen to like Shaw's. I shop at the supermarket chain all the time. They do have everything that I want, and the prices are really low. And it sounds like a commercial, but I'm just telling you the way it really is. So let's talk about food, baby. Let's say hello to Executive Chef Jeff Anderson. He's with your local Boston Shaw's and Star Market grocery stores here in New England. And we're talking about food, my favorite subject. I could talk hours about food, but we don't have that much time. Well, it's 4th of July coming up, one of the big barbecue holidays. And I guess the question to you, Jeff, is how do I make this different besides just the hot dogs and the hamburgers? Or if I'm doing that, how do I make those even better?
Well, you know what? That's a great question. It is almost the 4th of July, and there is nothing wrong with hot dogs or hamburgers. And I think I've got a great hamburger recipe to share with you today.
Right.
Best of all, though, you know, I've got some great products that we're using to prepare these recipes. I've got some delicious organics recipes that I think you will love. The first one's a coffee crusted burger, and the second one is a honey habanero campfire packet.
Coffee and burgers. Never thought I'd put those two together.
Well, you know, what's great about the coffee crusted burger recipe is it uses our USDA certified organic ground beef.
Yeah.
And also our organic French roast coffee for a delicious seasoning crust.
Hmm.
And, you know, what's fantastic about this recipe, as well as the campfire packets, is you can find organics products exclusively available at Shaw's and Star Market. So when you're there shopping with your recipe, you know, you're gonna get the best in quality, affordable, organic products.
All right, so everything we're talking about here is available at Shaw's, as everything usually is anyway, and Star Markets for various parts of the listening audience as well. Now,
yep.
So with the coffee-encrusted burgers, I'm taking one of those quality burgers, and I'm kind of putting coffee powder on them like I would coat them like in breadcrumbs or that kind of thing?
No, that's close. You know what? You start with the patty. You form the patty using the organic ground beef.
Yeah.
And then the crust is a seasoning of French roast coffee, some brown sugar, a little coriander, cumin, some garlic, and some sea salt. And you press that onto the burger, and it goes onto the grill. Now, you don't have to just grill it, because you can put it on the broiler. You can pan fry it in a cast iron pan. So it's not just a summertime classic, but to serve it, I usually serve it on toasted sourdough bread, an open face with some sliced tomatoes and avocado and red onion on it. And, I mean, the crust is delicious, but it's not just a crust that's good for burgers. It's good for other organic meats, too.
Okay.
The rest, any of the other meats we have within our organics line.
You mentioned very quickly brown sugar bacon, and that kind of just jumped out at me. What is that?
Well, actually, you know what? We've got a great recipe on our website that we've used in the past for a brown sugar bacon. And in the past, we've used that in a parfait, which is absolutely delicious.
Pair
that with some ice cream. But
All
you need to do is take the bacon and sprinkle a little brown sugar and some black peppercorns on it, ground black pepper, and pop it in the oven for about 12, maybe 10 to 12 minutes at like 350. And it crisps up really nice. Now, you're not going to see that bacon in this recipe, but that's a great addition to it. If you want to crumble it over the top, it basically becomes bacon candy, and everybody loves bacon. So
yeah, that's like food cocaine almost, but in a nice way.
Yeah, of course.
Of course it is. Okay. All right. So these are just some great ideas. Let's talk about hot dogs for just a second, because I've been to the Shaw's thing, and you have like an incredible variety of hot dogs. They're like all different types. It's not just like a hot dog anymore. There's organic and skinless and no nitrates even they're making now.
Yeah, there's a lot of offerings in that hot dog category. I don't disagree with that. And you know, with our organic hot dogs, they're quite delicious. And I think that you'll find that it's a great value too. But everybody's got really specific hot dog, you know, needs. Everyone's got different ideas of what a hot dog is.
Yeah.
And I'm not an expert in hot dogs. I can tell you how to put it on the grill and caramelize it.
That's cool.
Or yeah. Throw it in a hamburger or hot dog bun and off you go. But
yeah.
I think, you know, you check out our stores, you'll find lots of options there.
Yeah. Give me another different way of preparing a barbecue thing that will wow my guests.
Well, you know, the other recipe we have is this campfire packet. It's a honey habanero chicken campfire packet. So the idea is, you know, a lot of times people feel challenged by grilling because things stick on the grill.
Yes.
And this is a way to kind of, you know, help those people who may be challenged by that. So the idea is that you take aluminum foil, you lay it out, you use some of our Organics boneless, skinless chicken breast, you butterfly it, and then you layer it with a little bit of potato and red onion, some bacon again, and then a little hot pepper, and you seal that up. And that goes directly on the grill surface. So whether you're using like charcoal grill or gas grill, or, I mean, you can even do this one in the oven, which is a great recipe for other times of year. But the idea is that everything's contained, and you get the heat from the bottom, and it starts to steam, and all those juices kind of come together. And then the topping is this really delicious kind of sweet, spicy mixture of honey and habanero and sour cream. That's one of my favorite recipes. And you can, at that point, you can do lots of other things with ingredients in here. But this idea of campfire packets, you know, no matter what you're cooking, you can slice it up and put it in this foil packet and then cook it on the grill. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, if you're challenged with grilling, you know, the secret to grilling is your grill needs to be hot, it needs to be clean, and it needs to be oiled. But if you can't accomplish any of those, all you got to do is make the thing hot and set this campfire packet right on there, and you're going to have a delicious meal. And you can do other stuff like, you know, shrimp in there, you know, you can really kind of spice it up. So that's one of my kind of tips for the summertime grilling.
Wow. How much do you charge to come to my house and cook for people?
Well, send me the link. I'll be there this afternoon.
Okay.
So.
Oh, well, that's easy. Well, you know,
no charge.
No, stop it. Come on. I know you're going to charge. Okay. But this all takes place at Shaw's. You just walk into the store and everything you've talked about is there. And, you don't have to go hopping from supermarket to supermarket to figure this out, which is kind of the point here, isn't it?
No, you know, that's a great point. So it's pretty much a one-stop shopping. If you get to either Shaw's or Star Markets in the Boston area, you're going to find these great organic products that are quality, you know, really affordable. Yeah. But it's easy. You can introduce organic items into everyday meals with this line of products. And I think you will be happy and, you know, confident serving it to your family and friends. Because, I mean, these are the recipes that I love to cook at home when I'm cooking.
Yeah.
These are the same things that I cook. So
beautiful. Nicely done. Okay, well, we're going to make this July 4th barbecue different than the other ones is what we're going to do here, right?
Perfect.
All right.
And, you know, with that said, don't forget to go to shaws.com or starmarket.com if you want these recipes. You can find both of these recipes here. Or there, and lots of other tips and tricks for grilling that will help get you through the grilling season. But, you know, organics aren't just for grilling in the summertime. That they should be on your table the whole rest of the year, too.
Beautiful. Hey, great talking to you, Jeff. Thanks so much for the information.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Love it. Love it. He's not coming over to my house for free. I guarantee you he's not coming over to my house for free. Guarantee you. I would have him over to my house just to be able to say, I have a chef here. I have a bona fide chef. Oh, he's real. He's bona fide. Oh, he's bona fide. That's a funny word, isn't it? Is this chef real? Yeah, he's bona fide. Oh, he's bona fide. With a real bone? Yes, he's bona fide. This man's bona fide. Oh, this is enough. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Join me again tomorrow. Until then, I wish you peace.